Blog Talk Radio.
He's bigger than that. I don't know what you're going through, but he's bigger than that. You have to know he's bigger than that. I mean, just like it sounds, he's bigger than that. If it's diabetes, he's bigger than that. Whatever it is, if it's sickness, you have to know that he's bigger than that. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beast, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Like I said, I am your host, Pastor, today. And I'm looking forward to God just really speaking to somebody's hearts. But before we do that, I'm going to ask that Pastor Bear just give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson after that.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that connection. And I was listening to some of the words of that song. I tell you, she asked a question in that song, whose report will you believe?
Yeah.
She told God, you won't leave me hanging. And then she also said, I don't care what the devil says. I'm bigger than that.
Yeah.
And you know why?
That. Yeah.
That's right. Because we know
God
who we are in God. Amen. Amen. That's just such a beautiful song. Those were some of the words I captured, but that song is just beautiful. And the scripture I like to share
is coming from, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. The scripture is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. It says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come thanking you for the day. We thank you for the song that lets us know, encourage our hearts, that you are bigger than any circumstances that we may go going through, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, whatever that report the doctors may have given us. We know that you're bigger than that, because the scripture just says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we're standing on your word, because your word tells us in Peter that by your stripes we are healed, and we thank you for that, Father God. And then it also tells us in Isaiah that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we're going to stand on that word, and we're giving whatever that situation is over to you, because we know you're working it out for our good, Father God. We ask that you will be with each and every one of us on this broadcast, as our pastor continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he continues to teach your word and share your word and help us to understand the word. We ask that you bless those that are listening by internet, those that are on this call today, and our future believers that will be joining us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will help us to walk by faith and not by sight, not allow any distractions to turn us away from you, but help us to stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God, that we may be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, bless all those that have believed today, Father God. We know that you will give them peace of mind and comfort them as they go through, and be with those that are going through. We know you'll make a way out of no way. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to this word, that we're able to receive this word in our hearts, Father God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our life and on this broadcast to also help us to receive what God has for us today. We thank you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I don't know if Zach and Sharon able to read or not, but let's see. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read?
Yes, Pastor. I am.
We believe in for her healing. And I thank God for your faith without works he did. So if you don't do nothing, read one scripture. Give God the victory. Let the enemy know he is defeated. You know, we're talking about. In Colossians 1 and 21 through 23, that's where we actually left off Wednesday. And yesterday was a thankful Thursday. I thank God for yesterday. It was just, to me, it was really, truly blessed.
Yeah.
Have been on the broadcast. There were some things that the Lord said that just blessed my heart. Okay, so we're going to get started with Colossians 1 and 21 through 23. We left off and we didn't really finish it, and I said I was going to do it, but yesterday was Thankful Thursday, so I'm back on it today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lost Evangelist Sharon, but it's okay. I tell you, I bind up everything that's coming against the Word of God. I bind it in the name of Jesus right now. We come against that foolishness. Devil want to this thing, but hallelujah.
Yes.
Very drop call, but it's okay. Look here. It says, And you that were sometimes alienated, an enemy in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of... I know I need to bind up some things. Be not moved from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under the heavens, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stand grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly tune in to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen.
Amen. So we're talking about continuing in the faith. Continuing in the God kind of faith. Let me put that out there too, because I just don't want you to continue in faith. You may not know what the God kind of faith is. The God kind of faith is standing on the word of God, is speaking the word. That becomes your substance. And you have to know that God's word is bigger than anything. Matter of fact, I want to say it's bigger than everything. It's bigger than life. Bigger than whatever your situation is. That's where your faith has to lie. I know Pastor and I, we were talking, and you have to know this. You have to know that your faith is bigger than that. And when you realize that that the word of God is bigger than that, then you take a different stand. The word your faith has to be bigger than your problem. The word of God has to be bigger than whatever problem you're dealing with. And it really doesn't matter. And I'm going to prove it, because over there in Matthew 21, and I'm going to say this, and then we'll get into this. But in Matthew 21 and 21, remember Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily, truly," I'm telling y'all the truth. That's what he's saying. I'm telling you the truth. If you have faith and not doubt, not yet ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," it shall be done. Now, don't allow your mind to become your worst enemy. So that's what Paul's saying over there in Colossians. See, our mind have been an enemy against the word of God. Well, why is that? Remember the 21st verse? "And you that were sometimes alienated, an enemy in your mind by the wicked works." Most of us never really come to the grips with this, but we've been our worst enemy. We believe stuff that's not true. We become our worst enemy. We allow the devil to tell us things that's not true. We've been our worst enemy. You got to know God is on your side. All
that's
you got
right.
to do is learn how to doubt your doubt. Learn to doubt your doubt. I don't care what the doctor said. That's what that girl said in that song. She said, "Who
that's
reports
right.
are you going to believe?" And believe it
that's
or not,
right.
that's the scripture. That girl was at, she was 16 when she won an award for singing that song. Yeah. Nominated. Yeah.
Amen.
So you know, that's what's going on, brothers and sisters. You got to learn to doubt your doubt. So Jesus says over here, if you listen, he said, I'm going to let Pastor read it out the Messenger Bible. Read Matthew 21:21.
Okay. From the Message Bible. But Jesus was a matter of fact. Yes. And if you embrace this kingdom life and don't doubt God, you'll not only do minor feats like I did to the fig tree, but also triumph over huge obstacles. This mountain, for instance, you'll tell, go jump in the lake, and it will jump. Absolutely everything, ranging from small to large, as you make it a part of your believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold of God. Amen, amen.
Now, you know, you recall when Jesus had returned where the disciples were in the city. He saw a fig tree, and he told the fig tree to give forth fruit because he was wondering, why wasn't it bearing fruit? So
right.
Jesus cursed that thing. Said, you ain't going to grow nothing, die. So when they returned back a few days later, the thing had withered away. And the disciple was amazed at this. The Bible said they were surprised to see that they had that the fig tree had dried up so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easy for you to say right now, well, that was Jesus. But remember, you're in Christ.
Right.
Christ is in you.
Damn.
Christ is in the Father. You're in Christ, and you're in the... See, when you can start putting those dots together and see that God gave you his mind, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. When you have that mindset, you'll know you can speak to that thing.
Amen.
And let me be honest, brother and sister, you have to do it. You have to curse some things. You have to curse the curses that have been put on your life. You have to curse that stuff. Jesus answered. He says, you know what? I guarantee you. Here's what I'm going to guarantee you. That if you have faith, in other words, if you're speaking now, because that's what he really said. If you listen, we ain't speaking stuff. We got it in our mind, but it never enter our hearts.
We're thinking
it, but we're not speaking it.
One of my favorite
scriptures is Mark 11:23. Whatever you will say, and not doubt, but believe what you say. That's what Jesus is saying right here. Jesus answered and said unto them, I'm telling you the truth. If you have faith, in other words, have the word of God, and don't doubt, and you shall not only do what you see me doing, you will only do this. You can look over there at that mountain and tell it to get out your way, and it's going to hopscop out the way.
That's right. Amen.
It's going to go boogity, boogity, boogity. So if you can tell the mountain to do that, see, but here's the problem. The problem is in your mind. So that's what Paul was saying. See, we've been taught so much wicked stuff until we think that's only set aside for Jesus. No, Jesus telling us we can do what he did. That's what he's saying. Listen.
That's what he's saying.
He said, you can do this. You can do this, and you can do this, and you can do this. Oh, you got arthritis? You can do this. You got diabetes? You can do this. You got problems at home? You can do this. You got other issues? You can do this. Sometimes you got to just speak that thing and let it go and watch God work for you. See, the moment Jesus spoke it, it didn't happen. But when he came back, Three days later, that's what happened. A lot of time we're waiting for to happen instantly. That ain't the way it works, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you gotta speak that word and wait on it. Wait, I say, on God. Remember 2 Peter 1? To God's given you everything you need pertaining to godliness You don't need anything else.
That's right. Amen.
You got the word of God. You got to have faith in your faith. We may have to talk about that because sometimes people put more faith in the negative thing than they do the positive thing.
And
you have to be careful what you say. Because, see, as you began to speak, you just gave life to that. You spoke that into the atmosphere. Be careful what you say. Because whatever you say and you don't doubt that, that's what you're going to have. So you can't blame nobody else. You got to only blame yourself because that's what you spoke for yourself. You wanted apples instead of oranges. So don't get mad at me because I spoke for bananas. I want banana. So I'm going to speak banana. Why should I say anything any different? Let me tell you
all
what.
Right.
The Bible says, let the sick say they well. That'll get somebody delivered right now. Start saying you heal. I talked to Evangelist Sharon. She said, she was telling me, she said, you know, anytime I miss Pastor, it's something got to be wrong. I said, yeah, I know that. I said, that's why I thought I'd call you. She said, yeah, but by his stripes, I'm healed. So she spoke it.
Amen, amen.
You got to speak it.
Yeah.
You got to speak this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, I understand you got doctors. You got doctors. You got all of this stuff. But what you going to believe? Who report you going to believe? Going to speak it.
Amen.
I was telling somebody about Sarah and Abraham the other day when God was, he told Sarah, you going to have a baby. Sarah laughed. 99, I'm going to have a baby. Abraham laughed. And then they thought about it. They said, wait a minute. This God's word. This ain't our word. And the Bible said they believed the word of God above what they felt and above what they think. The Bible says Abraham didn't even stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Sarah, even though she was old, 99. Listen, brother and sister, I want you to know it's about you believing in Christ. You believing in the things of God.
Yes.
You haven't always been like this. One time, and I won't get in it today, but look at what that word says. You have he reconciled. You know what that means? Huh? He restored you.
Thank you,
That's
Lord.
That's what reconciled means. God have given you that power back that he had first given us in the beginning. He's giving it back to you.
Thank you,
Same
Lord.
Thing you gave
Thank
Adam,
you.
But you got to speak it. You got to speak healing. Somebody right now, you ought to be speaking deliverance for your family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes there's generational curse, financial, poverty, sickness. Speak that stuff out for your family. You're going to have to do that. They don't know that. That's your responsibility to stand up and say, devil, you're a liar. It stops right now. Diabetes is going no farther in my family. It's cursed right now. I'm cursing it to the roots. Do just like Jesus did. And stand back and wait. Wait on it. Wait with patience. Watch him do it. Won't he do it? Won't he, will he, will he, won't he do it? Of course he'll do it.
Yes, he will.
All you got to do is be willing to make that stand and start cursing those things out of your life. Start speaking the word of God over these situations. Some of you got businesses right now. The enemy trying to destroy them. Curse that thing. Curse every bad thing have come up against your business. And then look for fresh fruit. Look for renewal now. Look for an increase now. Because it's going to happen. You done got rid of the curse. Hello? You done got rid of the curse. So then that only leaves blessing. Some of you right now, your job. Don't curse that thing. You got a boss that don't even care for you like you think they should. Don't curse it. See, it doesn't matter what it is. You curse it to the root because all of it is of Satan anyway.
All right.
Some of you got past demons. Curse those things. Curse the risk. Curse everything Satan had brought to your door. curse it in the name of Jesus. Stop doubting the word of God and start believing. Well, how you believe? By acting on the word of God, by speaking those things.
Hallelujah.
You see, I'm telling you the truth. Matter of fact, I like the one reference said, I guarantee you. You know what it means to have a guarantee? That means if it's not right, you can take it back.
Amen, amen.
He said, if you embrace this kind of lifestyle, if you don't embrace it, he said, I guarantee you, if you speak that thing, it's going to happen. Man, it don't get no better than that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, now you're going to be able to do what I do. Now, if you can believe Jesus did this, he said, you're going to be able to do this too. And then over there in John 10, he said, you're going to do greater work. You're going to do more of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So there's a lot of things that we need to be doing and continue in the faith. Continue in that word. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
The people over here in Colossians, Paul had to rebuke these people. He had to refuriate the Greeks' idea that Jesus could not be human and divine at the same time. Wow.
Yeah.
How ignorant were they? They don't know that Jesus was what God wanted in a man. And he was man, what man wanted in a God. He became God and man all at the same time. He was able to be enough God to speak to the mountains, and they obeyed him. He was able to speak to the wind, and they obeyed him. Then he became enough man until he wept at the grave of Lazarus.
Yes, yes.
He became enough man until he went to sleep. But then he became enough God until he said, whatever you say and don't doubt, but believe it, it's going to come to pass. Hung on the cross and guaranteed defeat this day. See, that's how much God he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was so much God until he guaranteed defeat on the cross. This day, you shall be with me in paradise. Then he was enough man until he died, just like the thief died. But then he was enough man, God, until he said, in 3 days, I'll raise this body up.
3 days. Whew. Yeah.
But anyway, hey, you all enjoy the rest of your day, and we look for you for Sunday for the review. May God bless you.